Aloha! You are listening to Inside the Desert Oasis Room, episode number 70. This episode is sponsored by Tandawai Rum. Since 1854, Tandawai Distillers has been producing quality rum from the Philippines. The indisputable history of their Philippine rum is the foundation of which the Tandawai legacy continues today. Tandawai Asian Rum is made with premium varieties of heirloom sugarcane grown in the Visayas region of the tropical island of the Philippines. It is the same Southeast Asian vintage canes that has been cultivated for centuries in the tropical maritime climate and rich Philippine soil, which makes Tandawai Asian Rum distinctly Filipino. Tandawai Rum also has lots of history in the tropical exotic cocktail era when it first began with Don the Beachcomber and his Filipino barmen in the 1930s. There's evidence that these legendary bartenders created some of the first tropical cocktail recipes using Tandawai Rum. For more information, go to TandawaiUSA.com or stop by Tandawai USA's Facebook page. This podcast is also sponsored by the Tonga Hut. Opened in 1958, the Tonga Hut in North Hollywood is LA's oldest continuously run tiki bar. With locations in both North Hollywood and Palm Springs, California, the Tonga Hut serves classic tiki cocktails in a classic tiki setting. Dine in a secret tiki hideaway or learn about rum and rum history at one of their educational seminars. And if you're up to the challenge, take the journey to join the Loyal Order of Drooling Bastards. For information on events, Rum Rum Club, and more, go to TongaHut.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram. This podcast is also sponsored by the Royal Hawaiian. Founded in Laguna Beach, California in 1947, the Royal Hawaiian is South Orange County's premier tropical drink and dining destination. Come try their signature cocktail, the Lapu Lapu, a delicious combination of tropical fruit juices with a generous float of dark spirits. Or other island-inspired favorites like ahi tuna poke or the dynamite crab-crested mahi mahi. Enjoy their delicious brunch or drop in for happy hour from 2:30 to 5:30 p.m. daily for drink specials and more. To make a reservation, visit RoyalHawaiianLB.com. On this episode, we sit down for a chat with Crazy Al. Crazy Al is a sculptor, carver, and artist who's also the frontman for the band Ape. A couple weeks ago, we bumped into Crazy Al at the Tiki T, and I happened to have my gear, so we turned the mics on. We caught him after a couple cocktails, so we were able to have a fun and spirited conversation about the origins of his band Ape, as well as how he got the moniker Crazy Al. As always, I hope you enjoy listening to this episode as much as we did bringing it to you. If you enjoyed this episode, hit the subscribe button. The podcast is free, and it will make it easier for you to enjoy future episodes as they're delivered to you automatically. Shares on your social media pages are always appreciated, and if you'd like to support the show, please stop by DesertOasisRoom.com and click on the donate button. Every donation, no matter the size, helps keep this podcast coming to you every week. Okay, come join us at the Tiki T. Here he is, the one and only Crazy Al. Oh, so you're feeling good right now then, right?
Aloha, Tiki Nation!
So we are live here from the Tiki T. We're actually doing a podcast tonight. If you guys are wondering what is actually happening here at the Tiki T, we are actually live at the Tiki T, so I'm going to turn this around.
The Tiki T here on Sunset Boulevard.
So how was your Thanksgiving, Crazy Al?
My Thanksgiving was thankful.
How was your Christmas?
Christmas was Christmassy.
How was your New Year's?
New Year's was...
Newy. Did you go anywhere? Did you stay home?
Did I peek?
Peek,
no, you're,
one,
you're
two.
Fine.
I'm good.
What I did... actually...
It's Wednesday. Aloha, Chris. Aloha.
Chris, we love you out there. And
we love you, Chris. Aloha, Brian. Cheers.
Send genital pictures if you need to. Whatever. And so New Year's was kind of a bust. It was funky. I had I got stood up by my nephew who had other obligations.
You can't get stood up unless you have a date. You had a date with your nephew?
Yeah, it was cool because I didn't ever see him. He's working on his doctorate and super cool. Cameron Evans working on his doctorate.
All right.
And he had a call off the holiday.
What's up, Andrew?
Trip.
What's up?
Stop interrupting, Andrew. Hello, I'm talking.
John Coyle, what's happening? Juan Carlos, aloha. Aloha from California, Puerto Rico. Here we are at the Tiki T.
This is about me.
Hello. Sorry. Crazy Al's in detention whore, and he wants
something,
to have...
This is about me, not everyone on Facebook.
All right, here we go.
Okay, so...
New Year's, you're telling
so
me.
So New Year's, he couldn't make it, so last minute, what am I going to do? And then I just hung out, caught a cold. It was good.
So you stayed home.
Hung out in Long Beach and watched fireworks, Queen Mary.
What's up, Dustin? Aloha. Oh, see, you watch fireworks from the Queen Mary?
Not from the Queen Mary, adjacent to.
Okay.
Mellow, but it was good, but caught a cold. But let me tell you.
Well, wait, so should
zinc.
I be sitting here with you?
No,
because
check this out.
Sick.
That was a week ago.
Okay.
Never had a cold for over 3 days.
Okay.
One, I don't hang out with fucking people.
All right.
Two, zinc.
Do you try echinacea?
That I do airborne because it's got all that in it.
Well, there was a lawsuit with airborne.
Yeah, but they won.
Like
they won. They won because now they can actually promote themselves.
Okay.
The problem is with airborne is they said they could do shit without proving it. So they had to go back, spend a lot of money,
prove it.
Now
so
they
that
can,
they weren't making false
so
claims.
So now they right. can now they can say they can do whatever the fuck they want because they're like, talk to anybody, they all say it. I don't know, it might be magic wand shit, but it,
right.
all I can say is 3 day cold. You feel it coming on, run, go get the zinc. 3 days later, it's gone.
And it's gone.
I have friends who have colds for like 2 weeks. How can you have a fucking cold for 2 weeks? Oh, you have wife, kids, job.
Well, if you have a cold for 2 weeks, so that's the flu at that point, right?
Who fucking knows? All I know is if you can isolate yourself and sleep all day. Oh, are we streaming?
Yeah, no, that's all right. We're gonna try to reconnect here. I'm supposed to be on the Wi-Fi, but that's all right. We'll keep on going.
This
we'll
is TPT Wi-Fi, folks. They can't hear what we're saying until we go back.
All right, we're going to go back on here right now, and we're going to go live, and we're going to go boom.
When does it go?
It's saying starting live video right now. It's going to come on here. It's going to come on. Is it going to come on?
Come on,
you gotta be patient, man. You gotta be patient. Maybe I should refresh my password on their Wi-Fi. What do you think?
All right, let's try that.
Let's check.
Does it go bright? Ooh, is
oh, wait,
that,
wait, wait.
We
we're
on?
Live. Have we been live that whole time? I think we're live. All right, aloha, folks. We're back. We're live podcasting
try
live.
The chips. They're awesome.
We're podcasting live here from the TQT. And if you don't believe me, here's what we're looking at. Here's what we see. Right. Okay. So
it's post holiday here. It's not like, you know, if you're looking for a seat at the TQT,
the TQT
I would
is
go now.
Reopening tonight after having closed down for the holidays, and it's a little bit quiet. So, I want to tag Al Evans? I'm going to tag you. It's kind of crazy that it knows who you are, even with your sunglasses.
Right. See, modern technology. Do you binge? I just binged The Mirror. Have you done that, Black Mirror?
Oh yeah, you know what? The new season is out. And
I did it.
I didn't binge this one, but I did binge all the other episodes. So all the other seasons, I should say.
So what do you think?
It's awesome.
Are you a Night Gallery guy?
Well,
you're
what
old,
sucks
right?
To me
you're
is
Night
that,
Gallery.
What sucks is that they only have like 6 episodes per season. And, you know, can knock that out on a Saturday afternoon.
Well, you know what? It's Netflixy, whatever, BBC.
Hey,
they're
Bamba
from
Ben.
England.
Bamba Ben. What's
Fuck
up, Bamba Ben?
You.
Oh, that's from Crazy Al. That's from Crazy Al, not from me. See that? Come on, Ben.
He's a punker. He likes
Come
it.
On, Ben. Come on, Ben. You got to come back to Al with
Ben,
that one, man.
Bend over for me and send me a picture.
So, oh, we got disconnected again.
Because I said that stuff, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
You know what I'm saying.
So let's.
Should we can just continue the podcast?
We'll continue the podcast. And you want to try it with yours?
No.
All right. So.
So where were we?
And you
had Orchid, Black Mirror.
Black Mirror. And so, do you have a favorite episode from Black Mirror?
You know what? It was weird because I didn't realize it was a British thing.
Well, the first season was British, but the second season was not.
It was. I think it's all British.
No, because like episode. So
they
if
just
you watch,
have, they just hire American actors because of fucking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's produced
but,
in
but
Britain, but it's with
also
American
dry
actors.
And like I'm an American and I'm used to like fireworks on the fucking 4th of July and shit. So you have to appreciate it for what it is. It's way cerebral and it's like there's no like crescendo like of emotions. It's all just oh.
Right.
But it was totally entertaining.
The best way that I describe it is a modern day Twilight Zone. Right? So
yeah. Or Twilight Zone of the future.
Twilight
it's
Zone
a futuristic.
Because, yeah, because they do step into the future a lot. Right.
Well, every single episode, it's the like the Black Mirror. I didn't realize the Black Mirror is the phone, like the iPhone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Come on. You watched every episode. You didn't get that.
I didn't
binge enough, bro.
I didn't get that.
You have to binge.
Wait. How did you get that?
Because almost 85.36%.
You're the first person who's told me that.
87.95% of all of them deal with your phone.
Now, wait a second.
Have you heard that
64.2% of statistics are made up?
Yeah, but hey, whatever. It all works. Because, no, if you watch it, almost every single plot line has a phone involved in it.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, almost every one of them.
Okay.
Because everyone, that's our new life. You know, that's
right.
What are we doing right now? Everyone, no, who's listening to you on the radio?
No one. Right. So, the way that I saw it is it was just the stuff that it just gets you thinking about, you know, what our future looks like. Because with technology and the advancement of technology and how rapidly it's increasing, right? And, yeah, I guess because we're tied to our smartphones, but there are some episodes there that do some stuff with, like, traveling in time. And
yeah.
And then the stuff about like, you know, we rate everything, right? With Yelp and Travelocity and all, and Orbitz and TripAdvisor. And,
yeah, I like that one. That was a good one.
Yes, so you know what episode I'm talking about, where they're actually rating people. And there was actually a website that came out that's
I just heard
real.
On NPR. It was Total Real Guy. Like, well, he was coming up with a concept for another movie or something. And he had the exact same concept where it's like...
Right.
But it came from, like, driving in traffic where how many times... Well, the George Carlin. The perfect George Carlin. So if a guy speeds past you... Jesus Christ, did you see that asshole?
Right.
But if a guy is, like, going in front of you... Jesus Christ, who's this fucker?
Right.
So you're
right.
Either a fucker or you're an asshole.
Right.
You're either going one...
You're one or the other.
But there's a rating value. Like, so so what if... Every time someone had that thought, you got docked plus or minus, you know?
Right.
You know?
Right. Yeah, it's interesting.
It's a great
concept. I mean, there was this controversy about that happening, right, with a website where it rates people. And I think that people were like, well, I don't think that this is a great idea, but I think a lot of that came from... And I don't think it's a great idea, but a lot of that comes from insecurities of thinking, okay, am I going to be rated?
Well, the thing is, it's the eBay factor, right? So I think eBay probably was the very first one to do it, where,
right?
Hey, if you think this guy's an asshole, tell everyone, because no one likes assholes.
Yeah, well, if you got ripped off or something.
Yeah, like it's like no one likes assholes, so then the Yelp came after eBay. I have no idea, but... You know, the problem with Yelp is you can buy someone, you can hire someone to raise your Yelp rating.
Sure, you can hire a group of people to just start.
You go to whatever, Yelp.com, blah, 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 blah. Then you hire someone to post shit, you know, for you or against
in your
you.
Favor.
Well, yeah.
Right. And against your competitor and in
favor
of you.
Yeah, against your competitor or whatever.
Right. So
I've hired many many people to fuck up Tiki Tony because...
For TikiMania.com? Oh, for Tiki Tony.
Yeah, fuck him.
I tried calling him earlier. I tried calling him earlier.
He's like...
And he was at Disneyland, and he got me off the phone so fast.
He's like, I'm on Disney all the time.
And he said, Violet just picked up a cracker from the sidewalk, so I gotta go. And I was like... Dude, we just got you on the phone. He's like, I gotta go. So he obviously didn't want to talk to us. But that's okay.
Hey.
That's okay. We're going to get him again.
Whatever. So I hire Yahoo goons to go after Tiki Tony because the guy's ratings off the charts.
He's very popular right now.
How do you combat that?
He's very popular right now.
You go to the Yelp Nazis and hire him.
For the record, I like Tiki Tony. He's a friend of mine. So I don't share the same sentiment as the fuck you that you're throwing out at him.
Oh, fuck. Because Tiki Tony. He's like...
Because Tiki Tony's my friend.
You know what we say? We say fuck him.
All right. There you go, Tiki Tony. That's love from Crazy Al. Hey, man. So now that you're on the show, I think people want to know a little bit about you.
Uh-oh.
And your background, right? I know some of your background.
Zero.
I know this whole thing about the, was it the Smokin' Tikis? And you were
smoking tikis?
What? Is that right? Am I right about that?
Swinging tikis, maybe.
The swinging tikis. Okay. So, I'm giving Jason a shout out on that one. So, Jason Joth for the smoking tikis. But swinging tikis.
Matt Marble.
Oh, wait, why?
Mr.
Why?
Spike. Smoking tikis.
Smoking tikis. He was smoking Menahunis.
Same thing. Right. They're all smoking something, bro.
So for the people that don't know, the Hula Girls were actually the band that started after the Smoking Menahunis. That all started first with our friend Spike Marble. And if you enjoy the Hula Girls, that was their origin, right? So they started as the Smoking Menahunis. So the Swinging Tikis. Tell us about that. I think you were in art school.
Yeah. So there was this... Back before the internet, this goes way back before the whole digital commerce.
And by the way, I've seen photos of you from back then, and you look exactly the same. Although I've seen a piece of art.
We can
go
there.
Let's go there.
But you know, I figured it out. I've pushed the pause button. That's like what Netflix. When I'm Netflix and I binge,
okay,
I'm pushing the pause button. Just like, we're going to pause 36 hours of my life. Whoop. And I just it's like that fucking, what's that commercial? The easy button Staples.
Yeah, that was easy.
So you just push the pause button.
Okay.
So I've pushed the pause button a lot.
Okay.
Push the pause. So anyways, Swingin' Tikis, before there was ever an auto anything.
Yeah.
There was the Swingin' Tikis.
Right.
And it just was four guys who were going to Santa Barbara College, and they were all like in this one fraternity, very Animal House-ish-istic,
okay.
Animalistic fraternity.
Animal House-istic.
Animal House-istic. and literally, they were the embodiment of Animal House, where it was like, okay, fraternities are very important, but they aren't the end of our life, and we're going to make our fraternity what we want it to be. So they were all in the same fraternity and ended up forming a band, which was called the Green Lizards first.
You're kidding me. Lizards.
It was called the Green... Well, it was like, okay, do we call ourselves the Green Lizards or do we call ourselves the Swingin' Tikis? And Swingin' Tikis won.
Okay, so you know how fitting that is with us sitting here at the Tiki T, the Green Lizards.
Yeah, the Green Lizard. What's
Lizard? The Green Lizard is a shot that people do here on their birthday.
Oh my God, I have no idea. See, I learned something every fucking...
You really did not know.
No, but so look at how ingrained the culture is.
Exactly. I nicknamed that shot the Devil's Semen. Because
it's
utterly disgusting.
Pile.
It's utterly disgusting. But
ass juice.
I find that interesting that you actually called your band. It was going to be either the Green Lizards.
Not my band. Swingin' Tikis band in Santa Barbara.
Right.
This is before
You were part of that band.
No.
Oh, okay.
So this band existed
like four guys in Santa Barbara going to school, and they're all part of the longboard club.
They're all surfers.
That's part of, not surfers, longboarders. There's a difference.
Okay.
Right? So they're immersed in mid-century modern before right. there was a term mid-century modern.
Right.
Right? So these four guys are all...
Because they're longboarders, they're like 60s.
They play, oh, yeah, so they start a band, all classic surf, refuse to play British Invasion because that is, one, anti-American, and two, that's like the 60s, bro.
Okay.
So they form this concept of a band that is only mid-century modern all the time.
Okay.
Right? And this is like 8 years before Otto, right? So it come they just do their thing and they're playing frat parties and
right,
whatever.
Right.
And they basically they live to longboard surf. Not just surf, but longboard surf.
Okay.
So they're buying vintage boards, they're learning about all the old guys from the 50s. Blah blah. Okay, fast forward like a year and a half, whatever it is, and I'm at Art Center and I meet this guy, Eric Rindahl. He's in the band, the Swingin' Tiggies, because he just graduated, and now he's on his... Back in the day, he used to go to college twice. Now he can't afford to do it.
Okay. Was he getting a master's
back
or something?
Back in the day, you would have you have your undergraduate and your graduate career, and you would just go to college twice. You would go to college to get your BA or whatever, and then later you would go to college and get your art, what it was called, a
BFA, right?
BFA, yeah, whatever that is.
Bachelor of Fine Arts.
Yeah. So you get a Bachelor of Fine Arts, whatever. Then, so we're all in college for the second time, basically. And so my buddy Eric Rindahl is like, okay, now that I've graduated college, I have to go to college to become a real person and get my degree, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
So he's doing his thing, and I meet him. Like, actually, a friend of mine introduced him because he's like, "You got to meet this guy because he just told me about mud wrestling at the Tropicana and blah 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 blah." So that's like a whole nother story, right? So this guy Eric is like,
"I remember that. We used to go do that."
So this guy Eric is like, what? This guy's mud wrestling at the Tropicana? What? Right. I gotta meet him. Okay. So we just like casually meet as acquaintances in art school. And he's like, hey, I'm in this band, the Swingin' Tiggies. We're playing this weekend at Waterman up in the ski slopes. And this was like, this was one of the very rare El Nino years. So there was like, in Pasadena, 45 minutes out of Pasadena, you can go snowboarding
right.
at Waterman.
Right.
It's a little tiny family-owned ski resort.
Okay.
And they're playing their surf classic surf band, mid-century modern, before the term existed, mid-century modern classic surf band, playing music in the snow at Mount Waterman. And we're like, okay, let's go and check them out. So we go, it's like the first, second weekend into our art school career. They start playing the song Wipeout, and I'm all, this is my song, I don't know why, but right. this is my song. So I go and I do this like crazy dance in the snow with a beer, and I don't have a Hawaiian shirt on or anything. I have a jeans jacket and a Civil War hat looking thing that I used to wear. Because it's hotter than shit.
Now,
it's like solid leather.
Is this where the Crazy Al name came from?
So that particular day up in Mount Waterman in the snow, I do this dance with a beer and my Civil War hat on and a jeans jacket. And I'm just going nuts to Wipeout. And that's where the whole thing started. So the next, like, 2 weeks later... They have a gig at Zuma Beach on the beach.
Okay.
So they're gonna play classic surf, beach blanket bingo shit on the beach at Zuma Beach, and I just show up. But I just happen to have all this shit in my closet from Phoenix, where we used to have not, we didn't have luau's, we had quote unquote beach parties.
Okay.
And this was Fast Times at Ridgemont Hot Time era.
So it was in the 80s.
This is 88, basically.
Okay.
Or pre-88.
All right.
So I have all this stuff, because I never throw anything out. I have this crazy outfit that I used to go to beach, quote unquote, beach parties in. And it was all Spicoli inspired.
Okay. All right.
So I have this Spicoli kind of outfit from Phoenix, Scottsdale, Arizona, in my, like, with me. So I'm like, I'm going to put this on and go see my friends play surf music, because it's...
So you were just a guy that was just going to go hang out with the band.
I was a Uber fan.
Okay.
Instantly. So they start playing Wipeout, and I instantly jump up and I do this, but instead of wearing the a sheepskin jeans jacket and Civil War hat, leather Civil War hat, you know, in the snow, I'm on the beach, Zuma Beach, iconic beach.
Dressed up like Jeff Spicoli.
Yeah, they're dressed like some kind of weird Jeff Spicoli guy.
Right.
And I get up and I just start dancing crazy to Wipeout.
Right.
And then that ensued for like basically 3 years every weekend at Toe's Tavern, a surf bar in Pasadena.
I heard a story
about... And then they started calling me Crazy Al, and then that was it.
Oh, that was from there. So I heard a story
about... The bass player started calling me Crazy Al. Because every time they played Wipeout, I would go nuts.
So the story I heard was you were at some kind of party, and you were hanging from a balcony. And I heard that that was how you got the name Crazy Al.
So that was like 5 years later.
Oh, so that's how you got the name Crazy Al.
That is Senior Bong. So here comes Senior Bong. This is still like, I don't even know if I met Otto at this time. This is 95.
Okay.
Right? So I started the weird... I was indoctrinated into tiki stuff by the Swingin' Tikis in 89. So this is fast forward to...
Mid-90s.
95, basically.
Right. That's a long time later.
So by 95, we're still having... backyard luau's.
Okay.
I may or may not have already met Otto at this time. And my girlfriend hires a band. Our neighbor was a bass player, I believe. We hire him and his band to play our backyard luau in Sunset Beach. And guess who the guitar player is for his band?
Who?
Senior Bong.
Okay.
Kevin Bullitt.
That's interesting. Wow.
So he sees me. So at the time, I'm already like...
So I think he's the one that I heard this from then.
So Crazy
Al... He was the one who had to have told me this.
Yeah, he told you this.
Okay.
Because the first time he ever met me, I did a pratfall off of a... It wasn't even a second-story balcony. It was like a... It was just the second story, so I'm 6 foot tall, right?
Okay.
And this is like everything. I'm not a huge drinker. I'm like, I usually maintain myself pretty well. But I love to entertain the crowd. So I'm like, okay, in my head, I'm all, this is going to be great. I'm going to do a pratfall Chevy Chase. I'm a SNL Chevy Chase.
Right.
You know, I'm showing my age, right?
That's all right.
But that, is, to me, that's humor, right? Right? That's
sure.
Humor. So
it's
like
physical humor.
It's Steve Martin, Chevy Chase, Blues Brothers. That's
right,
me.
Right.
So I've already got the Crazy Al name from the Swingin' Tikis and whatever. But so I'm on the set. I'm in our apartment, which is second story. But the second story is only, I don't know, whatever, 11, 12 feet in the air. Right.
That's still pretty high.
I'm six one.
Okay,
right?
All right.
So a 12-foot drop is like,
yeah, you're
minus six.
You're falling like 5 feet.
So here's the craziness. I'm like, this is going to be the greatest fucking thing ever. So I like do a full Chevy Chase off the balcony banister, whatever the fuck that guardrail is. And I just do like a full like I just kind of like did this roll over the balcony onto the dance floor below and then rolled out of it.
Oh my God.
But I dropped literally 5 feet, the most. But everyone's like, oh my God, did you see that drunk guy fall off the second story? And Kevin is playing guitar while this whole thing goes down. And he's like, that's the first time you ever met me. And then I didn't even meet him until like 6 or 7 years later for the whole
a Tiki stuff, like Tiki Oasis Central or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He's like, you're the dude that did the fucking fell off the second balcony, the second story.
That's hilarious, man. Small world.
Meanwhile, a real crazy motherfucker, a Navy SEAL wannabe. He literally was in, he was too old to join the Navy SEALs because he was 26 or 7. And they refused to let him to actually sign up. He jumped off the roof into the Sunset Canal, which is probably less than 8 feet deep.
Oh, wow.
He jumped off the roof, did a swan dive into the canal, like that same fucking day.
Wow, wow.
That made me look like a pussy. But literally, all I did was like, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, this is going to be the greatest thing ever.
Right.
I just jump, I'll just roll off the balcony, hang from the balcony. I drop like 3 feet to the ground and roll out of it. And everyone's like, did you see that guy fall
off? But nobody remembered the guy who swan dived off
the
roof.
No, one remembers a fucking Navy SEAL fucking. They're he's all there.
So how much of the swinging tikis ended up becoming eight?
One
Just guy. One guy.
But our photographer buddy Mitch was playing with in those, you know, he was always in the background,
right?
And so he became a member of APE,
right?
So he's an art center graduate. So
okay.
There's three.
So are APE art center guys?
Three of us are.
Okay, so that's from later on then, because they were art center guys. These aren't guys from Santa Barbara. So
right. So the swinging tikis are four guys from Santa Barbara who wore fezes.
Uh huh.
They wore the jackets, because this was all thrift store stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't pay over $5 for a tiki mug, but they all had like 10 tiki mugs in their collection.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's the same story that Shag and Otto and Bosco
and all
those guys have the exact same story. But with the internet, what happened with Otto is he did his Tiki News and was all mail order.
Right.
And then the internet came along and it was like every city had 20 to 30 of these Tiki files in it that are all our age.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And then it exploded after that.
Right. Because what I know about you is I do know about the swinging Tikis and I know about your background and all that, but you were always the guy to me that carved a tiki live on stage with the band APE.
Yeah.
And at the end of the show, that tiki always was like a prize, right? It was either raffled off or something like that, right? Auctioned or something, right? So that I thought was actually really unique, because the fact that you could knock out a tiki, and the whole thing was part of the stage performance, right? Was carving this tiki, and you carved it with an axe, not with a chisel. But you carved it with an axe. Oh, yeah, you did a little bit of the chisel, but...
Well, in the very first... So Otto is instrumental in a lot of this stuff. So Eric from the Swingin' Tikis created another surf, classic surf band. But he opened it up to... it was called a surf and groove band. So they did a lot of Doors and Cream and whatever. So they kind of opened it up. Hugely successful surf band in San Francisco.
Okay.
And for whatever reason, as bands happen, it kind of fell apart right at their peak. Like, they were totally peaking, selling out every show to 20-somethings in San Francisco. And the band imploded.
Okay.
So he's like, no, well, now what do we do? And he's like, you know, and at this time, I'm like bugging Eric to... He had like a little digital recording just started coming into, and Eric is kind of a techie kind of guy, so
right.
He's like, dude, I have like a 4-track digital recorder, and I'm like, cool, I'll You know, he's living in San Francisco. He just moved to San Francisco to start his design career in advertising. And so I'm like, I'll come up and visit you. And then while I'm up there, I'm bugging him, hey, let's record a song, because we used to do that at the in Art Center. And he did a lot of, like, some, he helped me do some performance art and stuff at Art Center, which was all singing and stuff. So I was always into wanting to perform on stage and do some singing and stuff like that. So he did this Swami's thing that was phenomenally successful in San Francisco, but imploded like overnight. Mm-hmm. So he was like, okay, I got to keep the ball rolling. So he's like, well, how about we get Al to come up, carve a tiki on stage, and we'll play surf music and shit.
Oh, so it was like on a whim then.
A total whim. And I'm like, yeah, right, what the fuck? This is, that'll never work. We're going to poke somebody's eyeball out, whatever. So we skipped the carving thing, and I'm like trying to be the front guy and learn 10 songs and live in L.A. and commute up to San Francisco whenever they get a gig. And by our second gig, it was clear that we couldn't learn 5 new songs and nail it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, okay, fuck the Crazy Al front man guy. Let's go back to carving a tiki on stage. Why don't you just carve a fucking tiki on stage and sing 3 songs instead of 8 songs?
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, I'll do that.
Now, when you guys played Tiki Oasis in the early days,
yeah,
that's such an awesome memory for me.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I mean, like, when you were carving tiki's on stage, and then when that CD came out.
Yeah.
So this is, I think that's what you're alluding to, right? Because when that CD first came out, there was only like 5 songs on the first one, right?
Yeah.
And then you released more songs. Right, it was an EP.
Yeah.
And then you released more songs later on, and you made the CD like a full CD.
Right.
And you sang on that, and you didn't sing on every song.
No, 2 songs.
Right. Now, I thought that, you know, it was such a unique time in Tiki because, you know, it was kind of, everything was new, right? Like the Book of Tiki
just came out.
Yeah,
there was no competition. It was awesome.
Right. The internet was new. Tiki Central was new. We had Tiki Oasis, which was new.
Yeah, it was still fun.
It was cool.
There was no competition.
Right. And
it was great.
And you guys were even not only playing this cool Hawaiian music, but you were even picking out some of the really rare, obscure music.
Well, that
to
was
play.
Like Frank Novicki was our ringer.
I mean, it wasn't stuff that was even mainstream. It was stuff that was less common.
Yeah, it was. People didn't know that Hawaiian music was actually like punk music at one point, because it started in the 1920s in the flapper Tin Pan Alley days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so it was like hyper.
Right.
And it was like flapper, hardcore party punk music. And then in the 70s it all became like,
and it's funny, because when I look for old Hawaiian music, sometimes I'll come across a song that you guys covered. And I'll think, holy shit, that's an ape song. I know that as an ape song.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it was all stuff from the 20s.
Yeah.
You know,
so
that was great about that first album. And then we're going to release our second album here, you know, maybe in the 2020. So.
Okay. All right. Awesome. So how are we looking on time?
I got a split, but we can do this like once a month at the Tiki T.
All right.
Let's do it. Come on.
I'm good with that if you're good with that.
As long as I have a cocktail in me, I'm good.
I'm down
for that. So the whole Crazy Al thing is, the reason I got the name Crazy Al, I was in school, and I literally was surviving on scholarship money. So I didn't come from, my parents weren't big drinkers, and I'm like, drinking is not like a thing for me. Like I don't have a lot of vices, whatever. So, but the one thing I knew I wasn't going to do is spend my scholarship money on booze.
Right.
And
smart man.
I like having fun anyway. So I would be dancing on the bar to the Swingin' Tiki's completely sober, and everyone knew I was completely sober. But I'm like on the bar dancing like a wild, crazy person. And there, so that's how the kind of the crazy out thing. So I was sober with it. But now that I'm like a little on in years, a little long in the tooth.
And you're hanging out in the TV scene where everybody's having cocktails.
If I don't have some liquid libation, right. The crazy is like, there is right. No crazy without the liquids. So feed me some liquids.
And we'll do this
and
again.
We can do it again.
All right, so I want to be respectful of your time, right. So I'm going to let you go. But the next time we talk, I want to talk about you and your doppelganger, Johnny Depp, when he's doing the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Because the first time
they did that movie, I swear to God,
I had the look
I thought, like 8 years earlier. Right, and I thought, okay, someone who produced that movie or worked in production of that movie saw Crazy Al and said, that's the look that I want.
You know what's really funny is, do you remember Captain Jack?
Yeah.
Well,
Captain Jack or Captain Morgan?
No, Captain Jack, the... Come on, our childhood world's strongest man, Kurt Russell.
Kurt Russell, okay.
Remember Kurt Russell?
Yeah.
So, before Johnny Depp, before I could even grow a beard, everyone's all, dude, you're Captain Jack! Because I never went the Spicoli
right.
thing, really, particularly, because I didn't surf and stuff, but... Every single one of my friends was like, "You're Captain Jack."
Well, so you have the look. So I want to talk about that.
Captain Jack, we'll talk about that next time. We can do it. This will be fun.
We'll talk about that, and then I want to talk about Crazy Al before he was crazy, because
exactly.
I have seen there was a painting that you posted one time a long time ago that was a self-portrait, and it was a picture of you, I believe, without a beard.
Always.
And short hair.
I couldn't grow a beard until I was 30.
Okay. So, really interesting. And I don't think there are any pictures out there on the internet floating around of you without your current, like the way that you look now with
your beard. It goes way back. I've always been an attention whore. It's just a different audience.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So, before we wrap up, let's give our listeners your website if anybody wants to check out your stuff.
Tikimania.com. TikiMania.com. TikiMania.com.
TikiMania.com.
It's been around. It's like I said, there was me, Bosco, the Tiki Tones, which is Shag's.
Yeah, I remember Tiki Tones.
Shag's.
I used to go
band.
Watch them play.
So it was Bosco, Tiki Tones, Otto, and me. Basically,
right, cool.
We're the only websites, and a dog named Tiki, a golden retriever named Tiki, and Tiki Barber.
And a football player named Tiki.
The Heisman
Barber.
Winner.
Right.
If you Googled Tiki in 1995...
You got Tiki Barber.
That's all that came
right,
up.
Right, right. All right, TikiMania.com. What about your Instagram?
Instagram, Crazy Al Tiki.
Crazy Al Tiki.
Crazy Al Tiki's.
Tiki's
so
with an S.
CrazyAlTikis.com.
All right, awesome. Well, so for our listeners out there, check out Mr. Crazy
and
Al.
And I don't do Twitter because I'm the...
Right. Check out Mr. Crazy Al at TikiMania.com or find him on Facebook or Instagram at Instagram, Crazy Al Tikis. Thank you, Crazy Al, for joining the Inside the Desert Oasis Room podcast, even though we are inside the Tiki Tea right now. And I want to make sure that we do this again. And
yeah.
we're gonna tackle all these other topics.
Well, we'll do these if, as long as we're here in this corner with a couple of cocktails.
I'm good.
I can do it.
I'm good.
I'm not driving out to Corona, bro.
Right. Yeah. Most of the time, I got to drive out to my guest. So
okay.
Yeah. But
well,
it's all good.
All right.
Cool, man. Thanks for joining the show. Cheers.
Cheers.